This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Investigators still don't know why the suspect picked a Boulder grocery store to carry out a mass shooting. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Investigators from the FBI and the Boulder Police Department are combing the background of the sole suspect in the mass shooting that killed 10 people. So far, they have no leads they can share about any connection between the alleged gunman and the location he chose. Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty.
I know that in other mass shootings that have taken place across the United States, there have been times where they were unable to ever identify a motive. But for our community, and especially for those families, they want to know why. So we're going to keep working as hard as we can to uncover that. And once we do, if we do, we'll share that with you.
Dougherty said there is no evidence the gunman had visited the store before the attack. He remains in custody and has a court appearance next month. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed two bipartisan mental health bills today aimed at helping Coloradans struggling with the pressures of the pandemic. Polis says the new laws are a step in making sure mental health care is available.
Our state is making enormous progress to put people first, put patients first ahead of bureaucracy.
One bill creates a new agency, the Behavioral Health Administration. The other seeks to make services available to people at risk of attempting suicide. Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo, mostly cloudy tonight. Grand Junction will be partly cloudy. Vail has a chance of snow showers. Colorado Springs at 58 degrees, Denver at 51, Grand Junction 64. This is CPR News.